Big news this week, the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, and covering it for this show is our sports expert and freelance reporter, Ribby Paltz, who joins us from Cleveland. Good morning, Ribby. Ribby?
Hey, my old man, what you say there, Musa?
How are you?
Doing all right, doing all right. I got a good. Yeah, I've been up here in the Cleveland ever since the end of the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm.
So you you stayed?
Well, not voluntarily, but yes, stayed. I got busted for public intox while out in the town with LeBron's mama. And you know, busted for public intox, and then I got busted for resisting arrest. Possession of crystal Viagra.
Oh no, Ribby.
Yeah, and then after they threw me in, you know, during the search, I got busted for a cell phone in the rectum, and then got busted for that about 24 other times while I was in there. I kept losing them, you know. So,
right.
And but anyway, they basically pulled an AT&T store out of my ass. But I finally made bail right before the convention.
Good.
And I didn't even know that it was here in town until I wandered into the convention center thinking it was a 21 Pilots show or something. And I'm like, damn, hey, look, free convention.
Right.
I went in and they had free finger foods and stuff, so I thought I'd hang around. You know, I'll report on the damn thing for the morning afternoon muses.
There you go.
I'd report on the thing. I'd damn report on the thing.
Okay, settle down.
Don't get too carried away.
Oh, sorry about that. But I've seen a lot of strange things up here, you know, perspectives that you can only get from being here in person. I actually had a few brushes with greatness. Rudy Giuliani actually came up and talked to me.
Wow.
That's the 9/11 mayor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
You know what I'm saying? He came up. He was a big fan of the Pulse newsletter. Apparently, he subscribes, and he came up and talked to me for like 5 minutes. It's pretty cool.
Wow. Okay, that's good.
5 minute conversation took me 12 hours to dry off from it.
All right.
He spits when he talks, does he?
A little bit of a lisp there. Something. Yeah. I don't know what's happening there. And I actually was backstage at the RNC, and I watched Chris Christie eat an entire intern.
Jeez.
I mean, it was unbelievable. The guy's appetite. I watched Trump do the same thing, except a little different.
Okay.
That was traumatic for me.
Jeez.
But Chris Christie, I mean, this guy, he ate an entire cow in 3 bites. 3 bites! Giorgio, you can't beat that, can you?
I don't think so.
And then he clogged up half the bathrooms with one expulsion.
Wow.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Bathrooms in the entire arena.
In the entire arena, yes. And they basically had to just demo that whole part of the arena.
Oh, it's terrible.
Tear it down, put in new bathrooms, everything.
Tear it down. Tear it damn down.
What's that?
Oh, nothing.
I was actually Melania's speechwriter.
You were?
Yeah, I wrote her speech for you. Did you see it?
Hey, we saw it, yeah.
It was damn good, wasn't it?
Well, she's getting a lot of criticism for plagiarism.
What's she getting criticism for? I didn't plagiarize that thing. I copied it.
Same thing, Ribby.
And I've been working on, you know, I've been the speechwriter for Donald for 40 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he and I are old buddies. So next time you hear him say gems like, "We are going to win, and we are going to have so much win you wouldn't even believe it." That's me.
That does sound like you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tell you, this whole convention.
Yeah.
I've been following around the Melania.
Mm-hmm.
She is my favorite Republican mama of all time. And, you know, my politics differ from her a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. I've just always had a thing. I've always wanted to bag a hot Republican woman.
Okay.
Well, she's married to a presidential candidate, sir.
Yeah, I know, and I'm a little older these days. But back in the day, I could get a Melania.
Mm. Could you?
I could. Now, these days, all I can get is a Caitlyn Jenner. But 10 ain't bad. That's you know what I'm saying?
I guess you take what you can get.
If it turns into a sword fight, she's still a hot woman.
Oh, Ribby.
Did you hear me, boys? Did you hear me say that? All the
yeah, we heard you.
Just then?
Yep.
Did you hear that, DiGiorgio?
Heard it.
That's my new laugh. Sorry about that. Is there anybody up here that you would like me to interview for future reports?
That'd be great if you got Trump.
Yeah, if you could get Trump or hey, you know what would be awesome is if you performed a song maybe either tonight or tomorrow night at the convention. You think they'd let you do that? I bet Donald would if you're
an old sports song of some kind.
Yeah, old sports song.
If you're old friends, I think he'd give you a shot to get out there and sing. I mean, that is your passion.
Hold on, let me ask him. Hey, Donald, do you think I could perform like a sports song or something like that for the convention?
I think that would be absolutely terrific if you did that, Ribby.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool, too. Okay. He gave me permission to do it.
Okay, well, maybe you do know him.
You just happen to be there.
What song do you think I should do? Like an oldie or a new one?
I thought for Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, all right, he's got an idea.
Okay.
We'll have to work on that.
All right, well, tell Donald we said hi.
I will do, gentlemen. And if you guys want to loan me a kidney, just let me know.
George has one.
Well,
George?
I have two, but I don't know if I want to loan you one.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
You got two?
Yeah.
I have five already. They put them in, and when they stop working, they never take them out, so they just throw in another one. All right, boys, I'll report next time, and I'll sing you my exclusive sports song for the Republican National Convention.
Great.
That's
all
right. Next on Ticket.
Okay, we'll see you. That's Ribby from Cleveland.